You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some market news. The broking firm Jefferies has raised the target price on the stock of Hero MotoCorp to ₹5,325 from ₹4,800, an increase of 20%. It has kept the rating unchanged to buy, as the brokerage house believes the company to have a strong cyclical recovery in two-wheelers. Also, it believes any potential success of premium bikes and electronic vehicles can work as a growth catalyst. Further, the brokerage house said that the company's new 125cc bike, Xtreme 125R, filled a key product gap, which can help the company regain some share in the segment. The company's share in the 125cc segment declined from an average 43% over FY19-21 to just 18% in year-to-date. In some market news, Axis Bank shares saw a sharp slide in early trade and have been the primary laggard on the indices. This fall in prices of the stock can be attributed to the third quarter's financial results and concerns about loan growth prospects. Motilal Oswal slashed the rating to neutral on the stock of Axis Bank with a target price of 1,175. According to a research report, the brokerage house has cut the earnings per share estimates for FY25 by 8% as Axis Bank's cost increased, and also margins are seeing pressures. Also, the bank's credit deposit rate is higher, standing at 93%. Considering this, the brokerage house estimates the bank to have a loan growth of 15.7% over FY24-26. Meanwhile, consumer electrical goods maker Havells India reported its third quarter profit for the financial year 2023-24 at ₹287.91 crore, up 1.5% in comparison to ₹283.52 crore during the same period last year. It posted revenue from operations at ₹4,413.86 crore, up 6.9% as against ₹4,127.57 crore during the third quarter of FY23. While the company posted total income during the quarter in review at ₹4,469.75 crore, total expenses incurred during the quarter was at ₹4,079.02 crore. The board of directors also declared an interim dividend of ₹3 per equity share of ₹1 each, that is, at 300% on the equity share capital of the company. Speaking of profit, Canara Bank on Wednesday reported its third quarter profit at ₹3,738.26 crore, up 27.9% in comparison to ₹2,923.16 crore during the corresponding quarter of last year. The bank's net interest income stood at ₹9,417 crore, up 9.50% on year. The net interest margin, meanwhile, stood at 3.02%, improved by 9 bps. The bank's gross non-performing assets ratio stood at 4.39% as on December 2023 as against 5.89% recorded during the same quarter last year. The net non-performing assets stood at 1.32% as of December 2023 as against 1.96% last year. The PCR improved to 89.01% as at December 2023 from 86.32% as of December 2022. Moving on, the Supreme Court on Wednesday cancelled the bail of Kapil Wadhwan in the ₹34,615 crore DHFL bank fraud case, according to Bar and Bench. Justice Bela M. Trivedi pronounced the order. In its order, the Apex Court said, quote, "We have no hesitation that the charge sheet having been filed and the cognizance being taken in due time, respondents could not have claimed statutory bail as a right. HC and lower court greatly erred. Trial court to hear afresh on regular bail. Appeals allowed accordingly." Unquote. The Wadhwan brothers were accused of defrauding nearly 20 banks to the tune of ₹34,615 crore. In terms of the scale of the scam, it is considered as India's biggest banking fraud. In aviation industry, Air India has been fined ₹1.10 crore by the Directorate General of Civil Aviation for safety violations on certain long-haul routes. The penalty comes after the aviation watchdog conducted a thorough investigation based on a safety report submitted by an Air India employee. The report alleged safety breaches on the flight operating specific long-range critical routes following the investigation, which indicated non-compliance by the airline. DGCA issued a show-cause notice to Air India. The safety concerns raised in the report specifically related to leased aircraft operated by the airline, Due to the leased aircraft's operation not aligning with regulatory and OEM performance limits, DGCA has imposed a penalty of Rs 1.10 crore on Air India. Lastly, the share market. Benchmark indices ended higher in the volatile session on January 24th, with Nifty about 21,450. Top gainers on the Nifty were Hindalco Industries, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Tata Steel, IndusInd Bank and HCL Technologies, while losers included ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, Asian Paints, Adani Ports and HDFC Life. Among sectors, auto, information technology, capital goods, FMCG, metal, oil and gas and power, up 1-2%. BSE Midcap and Small Cap indices added nearly 2% each. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.